mad about. I want to find out what he's mad about. I mean,
who cares? Yeah, you know who I want to
call? Can't have angry people on the house.
Yo, I want to call Jeremy.
Oh, you want to call Jeremy?
Yeah, you guys want to talk to the dumbest person that is in HP?
Who is he? What's his handle?
Hold on. It's
like, nah, I'm only kidding. But I'll call him up, okay?
What's his handle, dude?
James Bond.
Okay.
All right, wait, here I go.
That guy's really funny, you know that? James Bond or Broken Leg?
Broken Leg. If I ever find him, he'll be...
What's his face? Broken Leg got deleted off What's His Face's board. That's
I guarantee you I'm going to find the little motherfucker.
Well, Broken Leg just got deleted off that one board.
Is Bill still on here?
Yeah, he's still here.
Oh, Master of Reality called and threatened to say that he's going to destroy you if you delete him as SW1 hacker. And they deleted him anyway.
Yeah. That was funny.
Hey, dudes, what's up?
Who the hell are you?
I'm Shark. Why are you laughing at me, man?
You got such a lame handle.
Well, I've changed my handle, but people know me by that, so that's what I use.
And what's your other handle?
Radigator.
Dun 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 dun. Wasn't it
Shark? Amitak seeks revenge on the world.
Oh, Shark from Amitak.
Oh, wasn't it James Bond at one time?
Yes, it has.
Yes, it was.
I think I proved my point.
Use correct English, please.
Hey, it's Bridge Entertainment.
I think I'm gonna leave. Yeah,
gonna
fuck around like that.
No, dude, we called you up, dude, as entertainment.
That'll ruin the whole bridge.
Yo, check this out, he's a little
genius. What, he's entertainment for the night?
What's his name, Jeremy?
No, it's Jeremy. It's Jeremy.
Oh,
Jeremy.
Jeremy, could you leave a message for my answering machine so I can have one as cool as yours?
Why don't you, go suck my dick?
Leave your dick.
And get some sweetness and fuck off, wait.
Some sweetness.
Oh, he hung up, dude. Oh. That was pretty funny. Is he retarded?
Wait a minute. That hurts. That really hurts.
Yo, is he retarded?
Who knows?
Well, no, he's not retarded. He just talks like an idiot.
He's related to Traxter.
Oh, let's call the Beast.
I'm judging you.
No, the dude will never hang up. The dude,
we can kick him off, can't we?
No. Without killing the whole damn thing.
Who else?
Why don't you call Fiber Optic?
No, we could just say all you have to do is say, well, I'm an LOD, and if you don't hang up, you're not going to be cool anymore.
And then he'll go, why?
Why don't you call Fiber Optic?
What's his number?
Oh, you don't have his number?
I have everyone's number.
Okay, let me call him then. I'm out of line. Hold on.
You guys still
hey, let's call John Perry Barlow.
No,
that guy's like a hacker guy.
Shit, right.
He's in Europe anyway. Is he?
Yeah,
he's in Europe
call.
With Kapoor. Or K-Poor.
K-4.
You want to call him up?
No, because I don't think Doc Holliday has really.
What'd you say?
Clifford Stahl.
Wait, what'd you say?
Cliff Stahl's a dick. I don't want to talk to him.
What'd you
say?
You
ever talk to him?
Yo,
don't you not have three-way?
Yo, Broken Leg.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
How are you gonna call him? I thought you didn't have three-way.
I can merge into the line in.
Oh, that. Anyway, next I'm gonna call.
Why is he blacklisted or something?
I don't know.
No, I'm sure he wouldn't know his number though on the alliance.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway,
Micron. Should we call Micron up?
No, come on. I'm trying to think. Maybe we should add. We already called Darshan, right?
Yeah, he didn't want to be on.
What about? Wait, let me get.
He had homework or something.
Yeah. What about?
Oh, that's just what he uses when he doesn't want to talk to you guys.
Oh God, dude, I'm hurt. Should we? Wait,
yeah.
Dude. How about Mantra, sir? Isn't he like in the clan or something?
You have to use the code word to talk to Darshan.
Oh, what's the code word, dude?
Cookie Monster.
Oh, okay.
Hey, he's elite. Yeah, I'm gonna call.
Fuck this.
Hey, why don't you call Corrupt?
I could.
Yeah, well, call him up.
I don't want his number on the bill.
No, just go ahead and call him.
Huh?
Go ahead and call him.
What do you mean?
Why don't you add yourself in? I can barely hear you. He's on. He's on my three-way. Tell him to add himself in so I can hear him.
Yo, wait up.
He's on your three-way.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Do what? Is he on your three-way? If he's on his three-way, then Bill must have called him, huh? Is that correct? Is that correct logic?
Who knows? I think Bill's running the conference anyway. Because Bill called me.
No, he's not. I think his friend is, actually.
Oh, no. Well, they must be on three-way together, is all I can say. Because he talked to me. He goes, I'm going to put you on. So, I don't know.
Brian?
Yeah.
Rich?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yo. I'm stressing over this calculus right now.
You guys hold on for a sec.
Okay. Oh, what's up with you, Rich?
Nothing.
Finish that paper?
Nah, I've got about 20 note
How's
cards.
How's Beowulf doing there, Chris, or Rich?
He's still a pansy.
Always will be, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Piece of shit.
So where did our grateful hosts go?
Call somebody else, of course.
I hear The Cure.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Shit. Hold on.
Yo.
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 Yo, man.
Yo.
Yo, brother.
Yo.
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 So are they back yet or what?
Nah.
So I want Bill to come down to Christmas Con, actually.
So we can all fucking kick his ass. Right?
No.
That's mean.
Yeah.
I'm not a nice guy.
Christmas Con, Christmas fun. Blood all
Rich?
Over the walls.
Rich, are you going?
Yeah, I'll go.
You are going, Rich?
Yeah.
Because if you're going, I'm flying down to Atlanta and we're going to go together.
Okay, well, shit, can you go, Chris?
Yo, AT&T operator. Maybe. Where's it at?
To Texas.
Dude, probably not. Dude, you guys were talking to an AT&T operator. You could have been the lead.
Well, why? It's fine.
Alright, we're gonna call up AT&T operator. You call whoever you want, okay? Let me get the AT&T
operator. You want to call up that lamer that was blacklisted?
Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, on AT&T thing? Wait, are we off?
They need to get their shit together. Do I know how to run a better conference or what?
Do I?
Yeah.
At least I have some decent people on it.
Wait, Scott!
What?
What was the deal about telling Sir Hackalot I needed to urgently talk to him?
It was a coded message to someone else on the line.
Operator.
Yeah, right, Doc.
Yeah, I'm trying to call a number. It's 713-779. 3032.
Okay, and you're billing?
I'm calling direct.
Okay. Thank
baby.
You,
baby.
Oh, really? I know that number.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
someone
you.
Someone read that off on a toll to me one time.
Oh.
Huh?
Bill, wait.
We're sorry, you
oh,
have...
Oh, now we're never going to get this recorded off.
...connected or is longer in service.
Yo, whose number was this?
Oh,
that's...
Check the number and try your call
again. How
lame. Oh, hum.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer
yo,
in service.
Yo, we're
going to
call you all back.
You
hey,
why don't you call the operator and tell her to hang it up.
Check the number and try your call again.
What?
I said call Alliance operator and tell her to hang it up, dude.
We're sorry. You
okay,
have reached
no.
a number that has been disconnected
Jesus,
or is no
that.
Longer in service. If you feel you have recording an error, please check the number and try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Sure it is.
If you feel you have reached this recording an error, please check the number and try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error, please check the number and try your call again.
Aren't y'all?
What?
Sounds a little bit like SK Anson.
We're sorry.
Does
you
it?
Have reached a number.
I don't know. We can analyze it later.
Longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error, please check the number and try your call again.
Hey, we need to get a hold of Parr. Concerning a certain saber system.
Reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached the
Scott.
Error,
what?
Then we can move ChristmasCon to a better location, possibly on the West Coast, if you know what I mean.
Parr is dead.
We're sorry, you have
what?
Reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error, please check the number and try your call again.
What do you mean Parr is dead? We can't move it. I mean, it's already set. I mean,
No, that's not what I meant.
Parr is dead. I killed him. We killed him.
If you have reached this recording an error, please check the number and try your call again.
He's humped over his terminal somewhere dead.
With Chinese food laying there next to him.
Disconnected or is no longer in service.
Imagine how we did that, guys.
Your brain has been disconnected and is no longer in service. Thank you.
Thank you. Jesus. God.
Yo, you were right. I can't believe you were right. I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I'm just not elite.
I'm not talking to you, man. My friend here.
New York.
Your brain has been temporarily disconnected and is no longer in service.
Oh, man.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
So who's throwing their phone around?
It's just getting beat in the head with it.
Yo, I'm going to call up Acid Free.
Okay.
Oh,
no, forget it.
He doesn't even have a phone.
Oh, who cares? I can beep.
Alright, you do that.
Beepity 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 beep. No, but I don't trust Doc Holliday.
I'm a lamer.
He has a smile on his face.
Acid Freak doesn't even have a computer.
No, oh, I wouldn't say that.
No, I would.
Oh, who are you?
No, I just happened to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, who are you?
Crimson Dad.
Who?
Crimson Dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You talk to him a lot, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Wait.
Nah, that's not SK.
That's not, I don't know, that dude's got too much of a New York accent.
Yeah.
No, I said it's not, I said it the lady, the recording sounded like SK.
Oh.
Sounded more like Beast, I don't know.
Nah.
Beast, what is that, what the hell is, who is that guy anyway? I keep hearing shit about him.
He's a little 14, 12 or 13 year old whose joy in life is getting, you know, raiding the bridges, you know, and getting bridge control if possible, and just sitting there for hours and hours at a payphone.
And getting codes, I thought.
Yeah, just sitting at a payphone for hours and hours. Supposedly somebody beat him severely or something because he's, like, bad or something.
I wish I could be him
Isn't
for a day.
Isn't he a K-Rad codes kid or something?
Eric Bryan.
I want to be him for a day.
Eric Bryan?
Hey,
Bryan.
Yeah.
Bryan Eric?
Huh?
Bryan Eric, Eric Bryan.
Who are you?
Starshawn.
Darshan, you sucked. Write a file for frack and be elite.
Darsh.
Yeah.
Why you let these guys call you, man?
I don't know. Who are they?
I thought you were doing your homework.
Huh?
Yeah, we don't know who these guys are.
You don't know who they are?
No.
Well, neither do I.
Hey, Darsh.
Yeah.
You got some stuff for frack? You and Scott are going to work on this.
That doesn't sound
17.
Like, that doesn't sound like Darsh.
It is.
It is, man. I'm just eating.
Oh, what do you have in your throat, Darsh? I tried to call you and your damn sister said you weren't home.
When was that?
It was the other day. Yeah, I guess you weren't home. I don't think she'd lie to me. She doesn't like to lie to me.
God, man. Who fucking told Traxter about this conference? What do you mean, who told Traxter about this conference? Traxter, like, called me up just now and said, dude, if you're running a conference, dial me in.
Who are you?
And I said, no, dude, you're lame. And then he said...
Traxter is the elite. He knows everything.
And then he said, well, just dial me in and don't tell anyone I'm on. Fuck, man. That's like Mr. Narc Supreme. No, I was like, no shit, dude.
Is Eric on here?
Yeah. Wait, who's that?
Who are you?
Yo.
No, the
that
question
person?
Is... What do you mean, who's Eric? Eric... Oh, no, Eric's not on here.
Oh, okay.
It's Erickson?
Broken leg.
No, Eric Sarnay.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah.
Broken Leg is a controller, Darsh.
Oh.
No, he's not.
Eric. Yeah, he is.
Broken Leg or Silencer?
I am the controller. Wait, I am Klingon.
Wait, then
I am controller.
Wait, then who told me that Broken Leg was the
Broken Leg what? Was
deaf? He's right there. Talk to him. Broken Leg is elite.
Yeah, but who are you?
I'm elite, too.
You,
I'm Bill the Cat.
Yo, man, who called me deaf, man?
I'm Bill the Cat, dude.
I take offense to that.
No, I don't think you do. It seems like death is in cahoots with Broken Leg.
All right, well...
What, me?
Who are you?
Well, listen, I'm going to get going, right?
All right, good move, Darsh.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, Darsh, good move.
Wait, Brian?
Yeah?
When's your board up?
When my modem gets back.
A couple of years.
No. When my modem gets back from USR, should be next week.
Right. Darsh, are you going to write anything or what?
Yeah.
You are? Well, what are you going to write?
It comes out the 17th.
Oh, well, I don't think so then.
Darsh.
Yeah, sorry. All right, well, give me a call.
All right, I'll call you.
See ya.
Later.
Didn't sound like Darsh.
Yeah,
at first.
He's pretty cool. I met him in St. Louis.
Little skater guy, huh?
Well, he's taller than I am. But yeah, he's the typical skate type person.
Skate type person. What's a skate type person?
I don't know. Someone like, I don't know, me, I guess.
Brian?
Yeah.
Brian.
What?
Brian.
Yeah.
Whisper.
God.
It's Quiet Con.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. It's Quiet Con.
Does anyone
God.
Have any...
That's like, hey, Scott.
What?
That's like, Scott. Whisper me the 909 Brian.
Hey,
I love hearing them. Whisper them to me.
909-100.
Oh, yeah. More.
909-99.
Oh, yeah. 909-777. Ooh.
909-1072.
That's not even a real prime, is it? 172?
No, it's an imposter.
It's a fake prime. It doesn't say login.
No, it's a front for my elite BBS, guys.
Hey, you got a BBS that you can put on Prime? Because I've got system privileges on a couple of Primes that I'd like to...
I'll probably find one in CPL. Scott probably knows where some are.
Yeah.
I had one a long time ago. Until I gave it to Death, and he decided he was going to change the password and all that other good shit. Oh, my.
We can get the source for the source.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
First you have to extract it down from, I mean, like, de-extract it down from one byte, you know, because it's shrunk to one byte.
Yeah, it's zipped up somewhere.
Yeah.
That thing's, like, running off of the big 7 prime. It's huge. Fuck. Like, Prime personally holds their hand on it. They hold their hand on a lot of companies, though. Modify software for everyone. That's what I like about Prime, is it's there. I mean, it's, you know...
I like it.
It's not like, you know, Digital goes around and, you know, customizes software for people. You know, or, you know, AT&T. It's, Prime does that. And that's why I like Prime. Because they're elite.
Because not a lot of people know a lot about them.
Have
you noticed that?
Their 386 Prime is, like, the most overpriced computer in the world.
Nobody knows anything about Trishushis either. You ever heard of that?
Nope. No, a lot of people don't mess with Ristis anymore either. And
I do.
Still a lot of cool stuff on
it. I love Ristis. From the old...
What the hell can you do from one? I've gone into one.
I wrote a chat in basic.
But see, GTE, long ago, that's all they used was BP11 and Ristis and all their telemail and everything.
You have some Ristises, right?
Yeah.
What version? You know, it's like 8.7 or what?
Wasn't that Housing Authority and Arista system?
Because I love... You
know, nuh-uh.
What was it then?
It's probably TOPS 20 or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, TOPS 20 or a couple more.
There's some guys up here that found this VAX that all it does is run this... Damn, hold on.
I mean, I like Arista's 9.0. I mean, that's when I was in my prime.
Yeah, I got a file that I was going to put in the LOD Tech Journal about Arista's.
About 7 years ago. I mean, that's all.
Well, everybody.
I mean,
These guys found this VAX up here. All it does is run a damn basic interpreter.
I mean, there was a thing to do is program in BASIC on RISTUS. I mean,
yeah. I'm just saying there's a VAX up here that's totally dedicated to BASIC programming.
Well, we had this one RISTUS, and we wrote this chat, and all it did was, like, update a file every 5 seconds, you know, to check for new input. And, like, we ran it so much, we had so many people on there, fucking burn out one of the drives. It was really weird.
I'm just saying that there's this lame company up here that all they do is all their software's in this BASIC interpreter, and it's pretty weird. You log in and you get right into the BASIC interpreter, and that's all you can do.
Well, what's weird about RISTUS is that the way it's set up.
Yeah, like the commands and like the different users are like 90.0 and 90.106.
But you've heard of like some of the system calls, like the pseudo keyboard stuff is like.
What about the old PIC operating system?
The pseudo keyboard system calls are like exactly like the IO control for Unix, except for. What you can actually do is you can take a guy's job and switch it over and cross it with yours, mm-hmm. and then you can send him you can like do a login, run login, and you can actually watch him log in. That's what we used to do a long time ago on old 7.5s and 7.2s, but they switched that. I mean, I don't know. It used to be fun a long time ago.
Remember Primos? You used to be able to hit Control C a long time ago at the password prompt.
Oh, it was a control sequence, actually.
Something like that. I'm trying to say is that anybody here ever used the PIC operating system on the Prime mainframe?
Fuck PIC.
I know. It's like people still use that shit.
Oh yeah, it's popular, man. It is. But I think most people are just like insurance companies and hospitals and some accounting firms use PIC.
They're implementing PIC under System 5 now, so like. Everybody that was using PIC before can just jump right into System 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the new upgrade for, like, System 38 is AS400, you know?
Yeah, my dad, like...
Hey. Well, my company is actually... They're going to be upgrading to AS400.
Evan Maxwell is in your neighborhood.
It's going to be really fast.
Well, I'm just saying that... Yeah, I know what the AS400 can do because my dad, his job...
Oh, shit, wait a minute. Is Plutus on there?
No. We called him and like his mom bitched us out and told us that her phone was being monitored and we were gonna get.
No, well that's funny.
Well, that's because we're corrupt, isn't it?
Yeah. What I'm saying is that my dad, his company's like they net over $100 million a year in sales of AS400s and shit.
Whoa.
And my dad's like the head programmer there, and he like programs all their
right,
shit for the AS for the OS400 for the AS400. They've got the B70 now. AS400.
Yeah, but what does your dad do for this company?
He writes almost all their software and shit.
So like, do you have a car?
Yeah, I've got a car, dude. I've got a 1990 Cougar. It's 1 month old.
Well, like, do you have a card?
A card?
do you have some cards?
Yeah, do you have some playing cards?
I need some expiration dates and
dude, I don't think so.
Go lift your dad's wallet. Come
and
on.
You wait needed.
Come on, you tell your dad that he can deny him the first time.
Does anyone have any Comp3 requests? We're out of UE people to call.
Corrupt.
No, we couldn't call him.
Ooh, well, hold on.
Yeah, we could. It's just no, then Scott Holiday would, like, get his number.
Why don't you call?
He's busy anyway.
No, he's not.
And it depends how you look at
him. He is. We called him earlier. He was busy.
Right. How about Mark?
Why do you think I could get his number if you call him?
How could you get his number?
Yeah.
Well, you'd call up AT&T. I don't know. You would get it.
Who
cares?
Why don't you call someone?
I'm just kidding. Chill out.
I said, why don't you call somebody that,
I don't know. Fucking tell me who they call.
Hell if I know.
Funny, I'm trying to think of who you can
call.
We
could call up Alan Grunion as the new entertainment.
Who's Alan Grunion?
No, because then he
was... Wait, Bill! Bill!
Oh, Alan Grunion, okay.
Yeah. Bill! Yeah. Have you called him lately?
I talked to him like 2 days ago.
His voice changed.
Did it?
Yeah, it's deeper, man.
Oh, dude, that's weird.
It's very scary.
I think that guy has a crush on him.
Oh, yeah.
He finally hit puberty.
Yeah.
He already is one step.
Let's call up some Commodore Wares dudes.
No, I have, like, a lot of phone numbers. I don't want to call them out because I don't want anything weird to go on.
Oh, how about Thinker?
Because you know who we're billing this to, right?
Who?
He.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, no, we couldn't call up anyone like that.
It's coded. It's a coded. It's a code they use.
No, it was laughing. No, but don't be what I have. I have Mind Tyrant, Technician, Beast, Three Killer.
Call Technician, yeah. Call that Vinny guy.
Who, Vinny?
what's his name, Vinny?
Vinny
the dick.
Hey, we tried calling Deathhawk, but
yeah, I've tried to call that guy before, but his brother says he's always at school, and someone's
yeah, there. Right. That's not his brother. That's Vinny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to go. Hey, Vinny. Hi, this is John. This is John from Atlanta, and then he'll talk to you.
Oh, okay. Try it.
No, I don't want to talk to him. He's such a dick.
Call who? Oh, I know. They call a cellular phantom.
No, he moved.
Where'd he move to?
I don't know, but his mom, Bobby, is like saying he moved.
His mom's name is Bobby. Is he still in 614?
Bobby.
No, I think he's in like 305.
I have a 614 number for him.
Yeah, I know.
Call Floyd.
What?
Oh, dude, did you know that Cellular Phantom and the Beast are really the same person?
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
You remember Floyd and his chicken?
Floyd.
Remember that?
Oh
remember?
Yeah.
O'Brien.
Oh,
yeah. Gordon Miner's gonna come down.
Really? You want to call Traxter? We could always have him disconnected.
He's going to be in Dallas, so...
Oh, that's cool. No, let's not call Traxter, because he's going to give us some speech for...
I know who I want to call.
Listen, guys. I know I'm blind. He'll give us some speech for 2 hours or something. You know how that goes.
Yeah, they're scared to call anybody that they don't want the number to know.
Well, I'm just saying that it's pretty funny that, like... That S1W hacker, like, threatened the size of that board last night. And
Master of Reality, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone, too.
What do you mean he's gone?
He got... S1W got deleted. That's what.
Oh, well.
I mean, it was just sort of funny to listen to him going, you know, yo, if you kick me off this board, I'll screw you up. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, all that other garbage. You know, it's funny to listen to that kind of shit. I don't know. But the PsySop didn't delete him, so he can't, like, scream at the PsySop.
I'll delete him. Give me PsySop account.
I already deleted him. I deleted him today when I got home from school. I called it up. Zap, he was gone. He left this message going, you guys don't know what you're talking about, or something like that. Whoever it is uses a Commodore, S1W hacker does, because, like, 40 columns or whatever, and he's, like, going, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You're all so lame, and that's the only message he's ever left. So... He's gone.
Right, left, center.